Sound On, Power On, your power electronics podcast, powered by PCIM Europe.
Hello everybody and welcome to the new episode of Sound On, Power On, your power electronics podcast powered by PCIM Europe. My name is Marco Jung, I'm a professor for e-mobility and electrical infrastructure at the Bonn-Rhein-Sieg University of Applied Science at St. Augustine, as well as head of department converter and electrical drives at the Fraunhofer Institute for Energy Economics and Energy System Technology at Kassel. Both are located in Germany. Additionally, I'm the chairman of the IEEE joint IES-IAS Pulse German chapter and active member of several national and international communities and committees. And today our technical theme is Power Electronics for Hydrogen Mass Production, State-of-the-Art Challenges and Future Outlook. Before we start with the power electronics, let us have a look to the motivation. Why is hydrogen so important for the future power supply of countries and industry? First of all, I think clean energy source, because hydrogen can be produced with electrolyzers powered by renewable energy sources such as wind and solar. I think so. The second point is decarbonization. Hydrogen offers a promising pathway for decarbonization sectors that are difficult to electrify directly, such as heavy industry, long-haul transportation and heating. And the third one is energy storage. Hydrogen can be stored and transported relatively easily, and this makes it to a valuable option for energy storage and for balancing intermittent renewable energy sources like wind and solar. And the fourth is versatility. Hydrogen can be used in a variety of applications, including fuel cells for transportation, power generation, heating, and industrial processes. So you see, overall, hydrogen holds a significant promise as a clean, versatile and sustainable energy carrier that can play a critical role in the transition to low carbon future. So, and if we have now the next step, so if we want green hydrogen, we have to integrate it into existing system. But the question is how we can do it. So we have the possibility to produce the hydrogen directly next to the renewable energy and transport it via gas line or ships and so on to the customer. Or we can transport the electrical power via the electrical grid to the electrolyzer station and produce at the customer area the hydrogen. So both options have the advantages and considerations. And the choice between them depends on various factors such as infrastructure availability, cost effectiveness, energy efficiency, and specific requirements of the end user. But let us come now to our topic in this podcast. The question, I think so, for the future is, what are the future requirements for electrolyzer rectifiers? Basically, we can say electrolyzer rectifier must combine high efficiency, easy scalability, high reliability, and cost effectiveness. I think so that is a topic for all products what we want to introduce in markets. But if we go now more in the power electronics side, let us have a few of the state of the art. So electrolyzers must be supplied by DC power. Typically, the rectifier of the electrolyzer is connected to the medium and high voltage AC grid. Depending on the power class, the rectifier converts the power from the electrical AC grid into the direct current to powering the electrolyzer system. So then we have two interfaces. Power grid with its electrical grid compliance requirements and use cases, and electrolyzer stack with the correct current and voltage for the electrolyzer process. And here we have changing requirements. If you look to the state-of-the-art or better conventional rectifiers, we see terrestrial-based B6 rectifiers are currently used. To increase power quality, a triple reduction to topology can be extended to a 12-pulse rectifier using a special sigma-delta transformer at grid side, and at the DC outputs, the B6 rectifiers can be connected in series or parallel depending on required output current and voltage. To adjust the rectifier output voltage level to the stack level, a DC-DC converter can be connected in series as well. This is not absolutely necessary, but it increases the grid power quality as well as the quality of the DC current over the whole power, or let's say voltage range, of the stack over the whole lifetime. But if this is enough in the future, what we see, we have a transformation of our power grid. For example, in Germany, we have a high penetration of renewable energy, more than 50-60% on many days a year. This is still increasing. In our power system, centralized power plants with big electrical machines provides a combination of the decentralized renewable energy system services or ancillary services. If you want to achieve the goal of nearly 100% renewable energy in our power grid, somebody else must provide system services or ancillary services together with the renewable energies. So in the future, the huge load must provide system service or ancillary services for grid stability issues as well. So the question right now is which one? What are the grid operator requirements for the gigawatt scale electrolyzer park? I think so actual the power electronics must provide kit compliant power consumption. So that means flicker, voltage limits, under voltage for example, harmonics, because if you have a huge gigawatt scale power plant, you must connect it to high voltage level and the requirements are really high in regarding to the THD or reactive power consumption or providing behavior in the event of a grid failure and several more. So what happens in the future? I think a good start is to analyze the behavior and requirements for renewable energy sources. And if we want to integrate more and more renewable energy and we want to use it as a green production possibility for hydrogen, so we have now a dynamic power range depending on the fluctuating renewable energy production, and this leads in more dynamic behavior for the electrolyzer system. And in the standards or in some papers which were published in the last month, a lot of system services and ancillary services are written down. So in the future, maybe reactive power provision must be provided from huge loads, which are connected to the grid with power electronics. Or reduction of power consumption. Another one is, for example, fault write-through and overvoltage write-through. But I think, though, in this case, maybe a passive way. So that means to ensure grid stability, the load must resume power immediately after the voltage dip and don't get in idle mode or something like this. And these future requirements, as well as THD for the high voltage grid, can only be achieved with increased effort using thyristor-based converters. Let us come now to the other interface, so the electrolyzer side. We have some types of electrolyzer cell technologies. Three are typical, promising technology for the future. Alkaline electrolyzers, polymeric membrane electrolyzers, solid oxide electrolyzers. Though it is still open which kind of technology we will use in the future. The race is still open. But what we see right now is, for example, common technology has a voltage range, let's say, between 100 volts, 500, 600 volts. And a little bit more, depending on what kind of technology. But in future, manufacturers are promising that it's possible to raise up the voltage at the electrolyzer up to 1.5 kilovolts. Then keep in your mind aging. We want to have an operation time up to 20 years. And this leads in increasing of the internal resistance and then in increasing in electrolyzer voltage and so a changing in the voltage range. The other thing is about the DC power quality requirements. Because large electrolyzer systems needs a current approximately 10 to 20 kiloamps. We have a fluctuating energy production from renewable energy. So that means, for example, the requirements regarding to the dynamics increasing. And one big point is the ripple current, peak to peak. What is allowed? It's still open, this question. In addition, the rectifier also takes safety-related tasks, such as the galvanic isolation of the electrolyzers from the power grid, monitoring of isolation of fault currents, of the DC voltages and currents, and of the power grid. The increasing requirements on power electronics with regard to grid compliance, so that means ancillary services, system services, THD in high voltage grids, and so on, as well as the connection to the electrolyzer stack, require a rethinking of the power electronic topology which will be used. For this reason, self-blowing semiconductor can be used to replace, for example, the thyristor technologies or a hybrid power electronics solution is sufficient for the future. So hybrid power electronic solution means, for example, in parallel connected at grid side, IGBT converter, which provides, for example, harmonics compensation, reactive power compensation, and then you have an active system in comparison to the traditional passive compensation procedures. But if we replace thyristors to more self-blocking semiconductors, that means the rectifier system can be a six-bridge, for example, with a DC-DC converter in series connected, depending on the electrolyzer system voltage. Or a Vienna rectifier can be used, or a P6 switch buck PFC. So, for example, there exists a lot of possibility, still in research, still a state of the art, but I think the next steps will be combine common solution with more power electronics, but in future, I think we will implement more power electronics self-blocking semiconductors. For this technology, we are doing research. Feel free to contact us. Thank you. To all the listeners, wherever you might be, thank you very much for listening. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, which is available on all major podcast platforms. If you would like to share your feedback with us, please do so via an email to podcast-pcim@mesago.com. You can write to us also if there is a specific topic you would like to be covered in the future, or if you have a particular guest on your mind. Until then, have a great time.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Sound On, Power On, powered by PCIM Europe. Do subscribe and share.